Today, we're diving into an essential topic that every medical practice owner and administrator should prioritize: business continuity planning, or BCP. In the world of healthcare, where patient care and safety are paramount, being prepared for the unexpected is not just prudent, it's critical. Whether it's a natural disaster, a cyber attack, or another unforeseen event, having a robust BCP can be the difference between navigating a crisis smoothly or facing significant disruptions. Welcome to Medical Money Matters, the podcast where you can find experts, answers, and resources so that you can achieve mastery over the financial and business aspects of your practice. Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Jill Arena. I began my career in accounting and finance, and I have more than 30 years of experience running medical groups. I own and operate a national healthcare consulting and revenue cycle company, and I am the author of Physician, Heal Thy Financial Self. In 2020, I co-founded the Physician Leadership Project, and my passion is to increase financial and business literacy for physicians. Episode 73, Disaster Strikes. Are you prepared? Business continuity planning for medical groups. Welcome to this week's episode of the Medical Money Matters podcast. Today, we're diving into an essential topic that every medical practice owner and administrator should prioritize: business continuity planning, or BCP. In the world of healthcare, where patient care and safety are paramount, being prepared for the unexpected is not just prudent, it's critical. Whether it's a natural disaster, a cyber attack, or another unforeseen event, having a robust BCP can be the difference between navigating a crisis smoothly or facing significant disruptions. Our goal today is to break down BCP into its core components and highlight some of the areas that are often overlooked but crucial for maintaining continuous operations and excellent patient care. First, let's define business continuity planning. In the healthcare setting, BCP is a proactive planning process that ensures critical services or products are delivered during a disruption. For medical practice, this means ensuring that patient care continues seamlessly, regardless of external or internal disturbances. Why is BCP critical? The simple answer is stability. Medical practices are not just businesses, they are a vital part of the community's health infrastructure. Interruptions in service can lead to decreased patient trust, compromised patient care, and significant financial losses. Furthermore, a well-crafted BCP minimizes the chaos during crises, providing clear steps for recovery and safeguarding your practice's assets and reputation. Scenario planning, while everything is going fine, is much easier than trying to react during a crisis. Unlike disaster recovery, which focuses mainly on the restoration of IT and data systems after major incidents, BCP is broader. It addresses the full scope of potential disruptions and plans for maintaining all critical functions, which in healthcare directly translates to patient care continuity, data integrity, and communication efficacy. A comprehensive business continuity plan for a medical practice involves several key components: risk assessment and impact analysis. The first step is to identify potential threats to your practice. These could range from natural disasters like floods and hurricanes to technology-related issues like data breaches or hardware failures. Each risk is then analyzed to determine its potential impact on operations. Understanding these risks and their implications helps prioritize the planning efforts. Policy development. Next, we develop policies that support the continuity of operations. These policies cover everything from staff responsibilities during a crisis to the steps for backing up and securing patient data. Clear, well-documented policies ensure everyone knows their role during an emergency, reducing confusion and enabling a more effective response. Strategy development. With risks assessed and policies in place, the next step is to develop strategies for maintaining critical functions. This could include alternative staffing plans, setting up backup power systems, or contracting with off-site data centers. The strategies should cover how to keep running during a crisis and how to recover afterward. Plan development. This involves putting all the pieces together into a coherent continuity plan. The plan should be detailed with step-by-step action points for various scenarios. It also defines the structure for managing the continuity process, including command chains and communication protocols. Training and testing. A business continuity plan is only as good as the people executing it. Training is crucial to ensure that everyone knows their tasks. Regular drills and simulations will help staff prepare for a crisis, and these exercises can also reveal gaps in the plan that need to be addressed. While many practices develop some form of continuity plan, several critical areas often get less attention than needed. Supply chain dependencies. Many practices don't consider how supply chain disruptions could affect them. It's essential to identify critical suppliers and have alternatives in place. For instance, knowing where to source medical supplies quickly during a regional shortage can keep your practice operational. Think about PPE during the pandemic, a perfect example. Data protection and IT recovery. Data is a critical asset in healthcare. Protecting patient information and ensuring it can be quickly restored after a disruption is often underestimated. Practices should implement robust data backup solutions and have clear procedures for restoring data systems without significant downtime. Communication plans. Effective communication is vital in any crisis. Practices often forget to establish a clear communication strategy that includes notifying patients, staff, and other key stakeholders about what's happening and what to expect. Utilizing multiple platforms, from social media to traditional media outlets, ensures that the message reaches all concerned parties efficiently. Now that we understand the components of a business continuity plan and areas that are often overlooked, let's dive into how to actually develop and implement these plans. Developing a business continuity plan is not a one-time activity, but an ongoing process that requires commitment and updates as your practice and the external environment evolve. Engage all stakeholders. Start by involving everyone who might play a part in the BCP, from senior management and department heads to frontline staff. Their insights can provide valuable perspectives on potential risks and practical recovery strategies. Additionally, engaging with stakeholders promotes a culture of preparedness throughout the organization. Document everything. A written plan ensures consistency and clarity. Documenting your BCP includes detailing the steps to take before, during, and after an incident, the resources available, and who is responsible for what. Ensure this document is accessible to all staff members and stored in multiple secure locations and in multiple formats. Yes, even on paper. Regular training. Once the plan is in place, training and drills should be conducted regularly. These sessions not only help staff familiarize themselves with the procedures, but also help identify any changes needed to the plan based on practical exercises. Review and revise. The BCP should not be static. Review and update it regularly, especially as you make changes to your practice operations, technology, or after an incident. This review should also consider changes in the external environment, such as new types of threats or changes in regulatory requirements. Resources and tools. Consider utilizing external resources and tools designed for business continuity planning in healthcare. These can range from templates and checklists to consultancy services that specialize in healthcare continuity planning. To better understand the importance and impact of a robust BCP, let's look at a few case studies. Case study number one, a mid-sized clinic in Florida successfully weathered a severe hurricane thanks to its BCP. Despite significant damage to the physical facility, the clinic was able to continue operations through its secondary location, which was established as part of their continuity strategy. Case study number two. During a widespread ransomware attack affecting several healthcare facilities, a private practice in California managed to restore its operations within hours due to its proactive IT recovery strategies and comprehensive data backups as outlined in their BCP. These examples illustrate not just the necessity, but the effectiveness of having a BCP tailored to address specific risks and ensure seamless patient care and operational continuity. Modern technology offers a range of tools that can enhance the effectiveness of your BCP. Cloud computing. Utilize cloud services for data backups and software that are critical to your operations. Cloud-based solutions can offer quick data recovery and access from multiple locations, which is crucial during a disruption. Telemedicine. In events where physical access to your facility is compromised, telemedicine can be a vital part of your continuity strategy, allowing you to maintain patient care remotely. Automated alerts and communication tools. Implement systems that can send instant alerts and updates to staff and patients. These tools ensure everyone is informed and can react according to your planned procedures. Now, let's think about future trends in business continuity planning. Looking ahead, BCP will likely evolve in several ways. Increased focus on cybersecurity. As healthcare becomes more digitized, protecting against cyber threats will become even more crucial in BCP strategies. Integration of artificial intelligence. AI can be used to predict potential disruptions and automate aspects of the response, enhancing both the speed and effectiveness of your continuity plans. Greater regulatory scrutiny. Expect more stringent regulations around BCP as its importance in healthcare continuity is increasingly recognized. We've covered a lot today, from the basics of business continuity plan to advanced tools and upcoming trends. Remember, a well-developed BCP can safeguard your practice's operations, protect your financial stability, and most importantly, ensure continuous care for your patients during adverse situations. It's about being prepared, staying resilient, and thriving, no matter what challenges come your way. Thank you for joining us on the Medical Money Matters podcast. Be sure to tune in next time as we explore marketing strategies to attract more patients so that your practice continues to thrive. You can find more information online at medicalmoneymatterspodcast.com, and you can sign up to be notified when enrollment opens for the Medical Money Matters e-learning program for a mini MBA physician style, which will carry CME credits and will be released in upcoming months. In that, we'll do an even deeper dive so you can understand dynamic budgeting strategies, cash flow forecasting, and other more esoteric financial concepts. We've included those links in the show notes. As I like to close out these podcasts, congratulations on taking the next step in your professional development and for making the commitment to learn about the financial and business aspects of your practice. I look forward to being on this journey with you and send you my heartfelt gratitude for all that you do for your patients all day, every day.